What's up, everybody? This is Alex Kelly back here with another episode of the Furloughed Film Talks podcast with my brother Ryan.
What's up, Alex?
We are here on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
It already has felt like a long week.
May 20-something?
Yeah, May 24th.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so one day before the 25th, three days before... We finally get Obi-Wan Kenobi.
And 2 days before Top Gun Maverick.
But, dude, supposedly they have a, what's it called? Oh, son of a bitch. Danger Zone in the movie.
Oh, do they?
Supposedly Danger Zone plays a huge role in Top Gun. So,
well, it got in travesty if it didn't.
Yes, it would be kind of dumb if they
did. So, in 2 days, you get to see a movie that's been delayed for 2+ years.
Yeah, you've been seeing in the movie theaters the trailer for literally almost 2 years now.
Yeah.
So, fun times. But Ryan just got back from a trip.
Yeah, just got back from New York City.
Oh, I was going to say San Diego. I was going to make a little joke.
But nope.
No. Fuck.
No. New York City.
How was it? New York, Ryan?
It was lovely.
Tell us all the sights and the wieners that you ate. And
we went to the Freedom Tower. We're on top of the world.
On top of the world.
We went to Delicatessen. Went to Joe's Pizza. Grand Central Station. Saw Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
Yes, the love. Then
it was a very Harry Potter day on Sunday. We walked from the Harry Potter store directly to Joe's. And then from Joe's to... No, I'm sorry. From the Harry Potter play to Joe's to the Harry Potter store.
Yeah, what was the store like?
It was fucking huge. It was really cool.
No, I've heard it. I've seen videos of it. I have not been lucky enough.
Got you a little present.
Oh, but then forgot
that
it.
That I promptly forgot to bring.
No, Ryan has had a crazy last 24 hours. It sounds like he got stuck in Fort Lauderdale.
Yes. So we had a connecting flight from New Jersey through Fort Lauderdale back to Dallas, but... Our flight got delayed on the tarmac in Fort Lauderdale, getting into the gate. And so our connecting flight to Dallas left before we even got off the plane. And we had to stay overnight in Fort Lauderdale.
Thanks, that was, Spirit.
Yeah, thanks, Spirit. Yeah. Totally not your fault, though, I'm sure.
No, definitely not. But everybody, thank you for joining us on this 133rd episode of the Furloughed Film Talks podcast. We have some very interesting stuff coming up with certain film festivals like Dead Center Film Festival and Oak Cliff Film Festival and Dallas Fan Expo. Lots of fun, nerdy shit coming up.
When's the Dallas Fan Expo?
The 17th through the 19th, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, that works out because the 25th is a Saturday. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Brendan Fraser is going to be there. That's why I paid 99 cents for a... Dudley Do-Right VHS.
Is that what you're going to have him sign?
Yes, I'm going to have him sign the Dudley Do-Right VHS.
Oh, it's a VHS. Oh, I thought it was a DVD.
No, it's a VHS.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
Good.
I have a feeling mom and dad don't have that VHS anymore.
I'm sure they do somewhere. Yeah. But how much was it to do the Brendan Fraser thing?
To get him to sign something?
Yeah.
Fucking like $80.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it still open?
Yeah, I mean, you can do it like day of. You just have to get in line and shit.
I might do that.
Do it. What would you have him sign?
What would I have Brendan Fraser sign?
Yeah.
Probably a George of the Jungle DVD.
Mom and Dad still have the George of the Jungle VHS.
Really?
Which is what got me thinking about VHSs, because I bought a Clerks VHS as well.
What the fuck you can do with these VHSs?
Have them be signed by famous people and then put them in the corner. Actually, CGC, who does like comic book...
Yeah, and trading cards.
Yeah, they are now... grading VHSs.
That's awesome.
As collectibles.
You should 100% do that.
Yeah.
Is the Dudley Do-Right, is it a signed, a sealed VHS?
I do not believe so, because I got it for 99 cents. Okay.
They probably won't grade that.
Does it have to be sealed?
I think so.
Oh, fuck.
But I don't know.
Whatever. We'll see.
Anyways, yeah, I would probably get Brendan Fraser to sign either a DVD or like I could get a still... from George of the Jungle.
Well, yeah, and they usually have stills at the table for you to like.
Oh, okay. Get,
but then you're at the liberty, mercy of whatever photo
it is.
Well, no, like whatever photos they have there.
Right. If I can find the scene where he's eating coffee grounds straight, it'll 100% be that.
Yes, 100. Yeah, no, in like the apartment, and there's coffee grounds just fucking everywhere.
Yeah, he's flying around.
Yeah.
Jump.
Was it Jazzed on Java?
Jazz on Java, yeah. And then he's like swinging around on the town cars.
Yeah, dude, we need to rewatch that.
Yes.
How has there not been? Was George of the Jungle just like not as popular as we remember?
I don't know, because everyone I talk to in our age range loves that fucking movie.
Dude, they need to bring that shit back.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, oh, dude. How crazy would it be if they brought George the Jungle back and Brendan Fraser has, like, a kid who also was, like, somehow raised in the jungle, and then he brings him to, like...
Every fucking...
There's a sequel there, for sure.
Every 20-year-old would lose their shit.
Yeah.
That's, like, made for Disney+.
You know what else... What other movie I ask everyone if they've seen from the 90s and everyone fucking loves?
Mm-mm.
You remember Jungle to Jungle?
The name sounds familiar.
With Tim Allen and his kid is like raised in like, I don't know.
Botswana?
Africa somewhere.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
That movie's legit.
Spot on.
Yeah, it's got Tim Allen. Oh God, who's a little Weasley guy from Three Amigos?
Martin Short.
Yeah.
I love how you described, and I knew immediately, as soon as you said Weasley guy, and I'm like,
Three Amigos, yeah.
Not the asshole guy, because that's inevitably going
to
be...
Chevy Chase.
Yes, Chevy Chase. Jungle to Jungle, 1997. Martin Short, Tim Allen, Lolita Davidovich? David... I don't know any of these other people.
It's pretty much just Tim Allen, Martin Short.
I need to watch that.
That was now. A Disney movie, right?
Yeah. Anything Tim Allen in the 90s was basically going to be...
Great, great movie. Anyways.
Anywho, we are back here with another episode. We got a lot of Marvel to talk about, which seems to be all the time.
Yeah.
We have two trailers that premiered.
One third great, two thirds eh.
Yeah. So that's going to be She-Hulk trailer and I almost keep saying Moon Knight trailer. I just have Moon Knight brain. Thor Love and Thunder trailer.
I wish there was more Moon Knight, honestly.
Same. There's a new comic book out tomorrow that I'm going to go grab.
Oh, really?
I'm very excited for. Nice. And then a quick recap review of Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, which has been out for a couple weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to catch up on the first three episodes of the new season of Barry, which is on HBO. There's five episodes. We were able to catch three of them. This is the third season of Barry starring Bill Hader and Henry Winkler.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll catch up on that in a minute. But as always, check out the Twitter at Furloughed Film and Instagram at Furloughed Film Talks as Max stares down my dog. He's trying to get out from under the door.
Where are you buying your comics these days, by the way?
I usually go to Madness.
Okay.
Madness Comics. Like I said, if I can't get them at Madness, then I go get them at... I get them offline at Midtown.
Okay.
That's usually my go-to.
I went to Madness last week, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you get there?
Oh, nothing. I was practicing some Pokemons.
Oh, a little practice round?
Yeah.
And you didn't say hello? How dare you?
To who?
Me.
I did not.
Was that your stomach?
Or yeah.
What the hell was that?
Those are my bowels.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if you can hear that on the...
I don't know. We'll check that later. But the first one, I feel like this is going to be a very quick conversation because we're both not impressed by this trailer.
And I think this reaction is unanimous by anyone who's seen this trailer.
Yeah, it is She-Hulk, Attorney at Law, which I did not know was a part of the title until they dropped
it. Did you know she was an attorney?
Yes, I did know that because supposedly they were going to be like, oh, there might be some run-ins with like Daredevil.
Yeah.
Matt Murdock's is also a lawyer. This one is about Jessica Walters, who is the cousin of Bruce Banner. And she supposedly gets sick or attacked or something and has to get a blood transfusion from her cousin, which turns her into a Hulk.
Oh, they couldn't see that coming?
Yeah.
Like... That's not smart.
Yeah, well, like, she was going to die, and the only blood that was, like, compatible to hers was her cousin's. Comic books, baby.
She had no other living relatives?
Yep, pretty much.
Huh.
Yeah, that's called comic book theory for
you. That's, like, that's about as close to, like, shitty MacGuffin as you can get.
Yeah, I mean, again, maybe. It's really. Comic books. She was probably created in, like, the 50s or 60s, so,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. The theory back then, or the kind of way of thinking back then was, like, hey, she needs a blood transfusion. What about the guy who fucking turns into a pig, pissed off green guy?
That would be
perfect.
That's a perfectly reasonable way to get her to be the female Hulk.
Yeah, She-Hulk. So, She-Hulk, I have no idea who it's starring. Cool. Has fucking, what's his face? Mark Ruffalo.
It's basically Mark Ruffalo and no one else.
The fucking guy that played Abominations in it. So, Abomination's back, even though he was back in Shang-Chi.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think everybody's kind of, like, biggest problem with it is the fact that the CG just didn't look great.
Yeah, the CGI is shit.
It's a total dog shit. And that's one of those things where it's like, should we give them a pass? Because it's, like, probably not done. Because it's not till August, so they still have
two months. No.
Because it's different. It's different with, like, a movie that you have to release. You have to release, like, the digital copies to all of the theaters. Yeah. So you probably have to be done a whole lot sooner than you would, like, something
it's
that
like
you...
It's like a month or so, really.
Yeah, so, but then it's like... Like, how much can you legitimately get done in, like, a month? Like, how much wiggle room do you really have there where, like, with Disney Plus, it's, oh, we're doing it 1 week at a time. We just need that first episode done.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really, really weak argument.
I'm just throwing it out there.
If you're going to release, like, a, what was this, 90-second trailer? Like, if you're going to show, if they're going to, like, show that footage, it makes no sense for them to, like...
Put in shit CGI.
Put in, like, half-baked CGI that they're supposedly still working on.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's no, at this point, there's no way they don't have, like, finalized CG shots that could be used for the trailer.
Yeah.
Like, you definitely, that's not, that's... That had to be would have to be one of the stupidest marketing moves. Be like, oh, let's just put in like, you know, 80% finished CGI. That'll like really drum up enthusiasm for the show.
I just feel like they knew what they were releasing because when it came out, I heard nothing about it.
Yeah.
Like I saw nothing about it. Like I did not hear about it until the next day. And then I was like, oh, wait, like there's a fucking trailer. Because I think you texted me.
Yeah.
And you were like, dude, this is really bad. Yeah, I and I was like, what the fuck? Thing? And so, like, I found it, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, what? Because I had not seen anything about it, and I started to watch it, and there's about a midway through the trailer, she, like, turns, and it looks like Princess Fiona from Shrek.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck am I watching right now? I was very taken aback about how poor that CG was. And so the other part of it for me was like one of the biggest critiques of the MCU has been like they try to force humor. And for me, it's never really come across that way. Like there's been a couple instances.
I've never really heard that. I mean, because one of the biggest positive attributes of the Marvel Universe has been the comedy.
Yeah, but like some people have said that they just try to force it too sometimes too much.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they did that here. Mm-hmm. With like the end of the trailer, I was like, that's weird. Like, I don't like how this ended.
I don't even remember. It was so bad. I don't even remember it.
It was, she was like on a speed dating thing. And then he was like, she's like, we should get that to go. And then she's like picking the guy up and like,
that was so fucking cringe.
That's what I'm saying. Like it was just this weird, it was supposed to be a joke and it was supposed to be like light humor type thing, but it was mm-hmm. And it's not even the fact that like he picked him up like,
oh, not
cool. It was the weird like interaction that they had just before that.
Right. And she didn't like, it wasn't like a normal, like, I think, I can't think of like a normal situation where a female would like pick up a dude, right? But like, I think of if, you know, like a dude is like picking up his girl, like, you know, it's a kind of like a legs around the waist type of thing.
Yeah.
No. She-Hulk picks up this dude and carries him like a goddamn baby.
Yeah,
there's some like weird baby fetish that this guy had.
This very bald looking fucker.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be like a guy, like a groom, like carrying his bride across the threshold type, like carry, but it came across as like carrying a baby.
Like
thing.
An infant, yeah.
It was
yeah.
weird. It was very odd.
Which is out there. Like people have, like, you know.
No, I know. Yeah, yeah. Don't. I don't yeah. need that. I don't think we need to go into that on this show.
The other thing was, like, did they explain at all how. They didn't really, like, show, like, it's just all of a sudden she was the Hulk. Right.
Well, yeah, and it's supposed to be like a teaser trailer. Like, this is not supposed to be.
No,
like,
I know, but yeah. I mean, like, it. Even if it's a teaser trailer, it's really weird. Like, then just don't. I don't know. Like,
I get what you're saying because it's like, for people who are not very in tune with like who She-Hulk is, I think they're trying to go off of the fact that it's like, oh, it's just another Hulk. Like, people know how Hulk became Hulk. Like, it's like they know how it happened. Like, we don't really need to show that in a teaser trailer. Like, that will be kind of laid out. And the official trailer, which I'd assume would come out sometime in June.
Probably yeah, early July.
Yeah, probably. Because July 5th... When is Thor? July 5th?
7th, I thought.
Yeah, you're right. 7th. No, so like I bet they do it after that. I bet they wait till Thor's out and then they drop the official trailer for She-Hulk with that whole thing like laid out. Is this the most unexcited you've been for any of the MCU shows? Other than like throw What If out. Like I don't really count that.
Yeah, no, that doesn't count. I think yes, but by like a very, very small amount. Like, I was definitely not at all that excited for, like, whatever, Falcon and Winter Soldier. Like, I was pretty excited for Loki, but that, like, very quickly died off.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, we were definitely most excited for Moon Knight.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited for WandaVision. So yeah, I think for sure, like this is the least one. Yeah,
which is good. Well, and actually, no, because we're completely forgetting that there's one coming out next month.
What the fuck is going on next month?
Miss Marvel.
Oh, have they even shown a trailer for that?
Yeah, they put out multiple.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
Marvel's doing way too much. Yeah, like, I'll just put it out there, and like this is gonna be okay. So like Falcon and the Winter Soldier, like it wasn't awful, but it wasn't like really, really good. Loki was like not that great. Moon Knight was obviously amazing. WandaVision was pretty good in the first half, pretty like kind of meh in the second half. Like this though, this is by far from like everything we've seen so far, like slam dunk can be a piece of shit.
Yeah,
like
it's probably not gonna be great, which is unfortunate. And I don't really know like anything that could save it. Like I don't know what could potentially like make it good. So I'm very interested to see like how it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we'll be checking that out.
We'll see.
See what happens with all of She-Hulk.
What's that?
Bad. But then another trailer came out. I don't know what's happening. Thor Love and Thunder, which Ryan didn't know Christian Bale was in.
I know you had told me that he was in it. Mm-hmm. Like, as soon as I saw him in the trailer, I was like, oh, fuck yeah. I remember I was saying that Christian Bale, we talked about Christian Bale was going to be in this.
Dude.
But holy fuck, I did not know he was going to be this raw.
So, his character in the movie is called Gore the God Butcher.
That's hot.
Yeah. From what everybody was, like, freaking out about before, like, they even put this trailer out was, They're going to make, like, Christian Bale unrecognizable with, like, CG and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, he definitely was very recognizable.
Yeah, the second he, like, gets shown in this trailer, I was like, that's totally Christian Bale. Like, fuck yeah. Like, this is going to be awesome. This is going to be insane, and it's going to be Taika Waititi to the max. Like, this movie looks fucking sick. Like, I cannot wait for this.
This trailer is so much better than the teaser trailer they put out a few weeks ago. In that trailer, I was like, oh my god, this is like cut together really weird. The humor is like put together really weird.
Yeah.
But this one, like, now that you kind of see like more the structure of the story, now that we know like what the who the villain is and what his motivations are, and then like the whole kind of dynamic between Thor and Lady Thor.
Mighty Thor is what I think they're calling her, but I have no idea.
What is it? Mighty?
Mighty Thor.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyways, what's her name in the comic books?
Mighty Thor.
It's not Lady. She's never called Lady Thor.
Yeah, she's never called Lady Thor in the comics.
Not female Thor.
Nope. I don't think they would have called her
Thor of the Y chromosome.
Yes. No, I don't think they called her that in the comic books.
Oh well. So yeah, no, I'm very excited for this one. Looks great.
Cool.
What else? Okay. What else did we see besides the Christian Bale character?
You finally get a glimpse at Russell Crowe as Zeus.
That's another one that
yeah.
I didn't realize was happening.
He derobed.
I did see he was in the original teaser trailer.
Yeah, and so like
it was very, very like quick.
Yeah, and so like people had known that he was in this, but it wasn't really confirmed that he was going to be playing Zeus. So basically, like when they kind of like cut to that, and I was like, "Are they going to show him?" And then they showed him at the end, and I was like, "Fuck yeah!" Like, and spoilers for anybody that doesn't want to get spoiled for Thor: Love and Thunder. Ryan, do you want to get spoiled for Thor: Love and Thunder?
Not really.
Okay, no. Then I will not say what I know.
Okay, thanks.
So, but
this will spoil it like a month and a half before it comes out.
Okay. Basically, Zeus gets to derobe Thor. Okay. Which, fuck yeah. This is not spoilers. Okay. And it looks like Loki has a Loki tattoo on his back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's got, like, his helmet, and it says, Rest in Peace, Loki, on his back.
Is Loki's in... Well, I guess, yeah, he is
dead. Yeah, he is dead. Okay. Technically, to Thor.
Yeah.
So somebody was like, it's going to be really funny whenever he fucking shows up, and Thor's like, I have a fucking tattoo on my back, goddammit. Oh,
Thor has a tattoo on his
back. Yeah.
I thought you were saying Zeus has a tattoo.
No. Thor does.
That's weird, but whatever. Yes.
Yeah, hey, Zeus was a big Loki fan.
Maybe.
Was pretty broken up.
It is also weird that Russell Crowe is playing Zeus.
How? Why?
Okay, think back to Hercules, like, that Zeus.
Sure.
And, like, Russell Crowe.
We talking, like, the Disney fucking Hercules? Oh, okay.
Where Zeus is fucking jacked and, like, 20 feet tall.
Thor is supposed to be, like, a 1,000-year-old fucking... God.
Okay. He's
played by Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, and Zeus is like the god of gods. What do you do?
I don't know. He was just looking around. I don't know. No, I don't know. I get where you're getting at. But, I mean, we're going to get Hercules in the MCU at some point, so.
Hercules is in the MCU?
Yes.
This is so crazy. Yeah. Okay, whatever.
We're also about to get Namor soon, so.
Who's Namor?
Namor is basically like
the soccer player?
No, that's Neymar. Okay. Namor. Jesus Christ. Namor is basically like the MCU's Aquaman.
I could do without that.
They're definitely doing it. And they're completely changing his origin story to be like as far away from Aquaman as possible.
It's probably smart.
Yeah, so he's going to come from like a Mayan culture. And
You know what Marvel, if they were some real ones, what they would do?
What's that, Ryan?
They would get the Aquaman guy from The Boys to play their Aquaman character.
Oh my god, the guy from Dallas, Chase Crawford.
Is he from Dallas?
He went to the fucking church with Alec.
Did he really?
Yeah, dude, he's from Plano.
He looks like that. Yeah, I know.
He looks Baptist, is what you're saying?
I don't know. No, he looks like Alec and his brothers.
Oh.
Sorry,
Alec, if you ever listen to this.
There's something in that Baptist water.
Yeah.
Is he really the guy who, like, this is a fish and like lets people lick his
Tentacles?
There's not tentacles. His gills?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's from Plano.
That'd be funny if Marvel got him to play.
I would fucking love it, but that's not happening.
It'd be hilarious. Oh, real fast about The Boys. First off, it comes out like next week.
Oh yeah, trailer came out for that too. Let's talk about that.
I haven't seen it.
What the fuck?
Should we pause it and talk about it real fast?
Not really. It's pretty underwhelming.
Okay. Well, anyways, what was I gonna say? Oh, is there a separate movie that's coming out?
I do not know what's going on.
Okay.
I think there's going to be some, like, joke thing they put out, but I'm not sure if it's... I do not think they filmed, like, a whole hour and a half, 2-hour movie.
There's a movie within the show.
Yes.
It's happening. Okay.
Yeah, and, like, they've been storyboarding it in the first and second season, because there's, like, a scene in the second one.
Okay. Anyways, so back to Thor, Love and Thunder. Thor. Yeah.
Looks like Korg is going to be a pretty big part
of it. Oh, okay. One thing I love about this fucking trailer, his new suit is badass.
Yeah, the whole fucking thing looks sweet. And, like, the black and white fight that they have, that is going to be, oh my god, it looks so cool.
Yeah.
We're just going to fanboy about Thor real fast.
I think this will definitely be the best Marvel movie of this year.
Of 2022?
Yeah.
Not remembering what the rest of the year looks like. Yes, I could agree with that.
Yeah, because I mean, it's going to be Doctor Strange, Thor, Love and Thunder. I have no idea what else.
I was going to say.
Is it Black Panther 2 or something?
2022. Oh, yeah. And it sounds like they're going to change the title for that. So it's not going to be like... Because the title for it right now is Black Panther Wakanda Forever. It sounds, from what people are speculating, that they're going to just shorten that down into Wakanda Forever.
Because Black Panther isn't in it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Then
R.I.P.
Is it really a sequel then?
Morbius.
That doesn't count.
I know. It was just... It came up as I like looked up MCU movies for some reason.
We're in trouble if Morbius turns out to be better than Thor, Love, and Thunder.
No freaking
shit. You saw Thor, Morbius, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The movie was trash. We talked about it on the show.
Yeah, I know we talked about it. Yeah.
God damn it, Ryan. This is the last one of the year. Sorry. No. Black Panther Wakanda Forever, November 11th, 2022.
Yeah, this is definitely going to be the best one of the year.
Which means we'll get like a trailer in September.
Mm, You don't think we'll get one at Comic-Con? Is Comic-Con in July this year?
Yeah, it's happening.
Okay.
Maybe.
We'll see.
They've just been really weird with, like, their trailer releases, where, like, the teaser for this movie came out literally, like, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. What other Star Wars shows? Is Mandalorian coming back this year?
They're thinking it might be later this year.
Yeah, I mean, normally it releases, like, November, December.
Yeah, so I think we'll get, like, December sometime, or early 2023.
Okay.
I think Andor is supposed to come out this summer.
Is it?
Yeah, let me make sure I'm saying that one right.
Fucking stoked for everyone, dude.
Dude, I want to be excited.
You should be excited.
I am excited. I don't know. Oh, they don't have an actual release date. It says 2022, so sometime this year.
For Andor?
Yeah.
Is that the guy from Rogue One?
Yes.
Okay.
So that seems like it'll be cool. Anything else about Thor?
Nope.
Cool.
Anything else you got?
No, not really.
Yeah, you were saying that Korg?
Yeah.
Korg's going to be a major part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Taika loves putting himself in his movies.
He does.
Yeah.
I got to point that out to my students today, where it was like, that's the director in Hunt for the Wilder People.
Mm-hmm. I will be slightly disappointed if, I think we already talked about this, but if Thor starts fucking guys, I'm going to be a little disappointed.
Why? I don't get your weirdness with...
Because Taika Waititi kind of has an issue with, like, making all of his characters fucking gay.
They're gay in the comics. He is gay. He is bisexual in the comics.
Okay, but in Black's... Our flag means death. He just made all the fucking characters gay.
Like, and what's the problem with that, Ryan? He wants representation.
That is over-representation.
Yeah, a lot of people were gay in that one.
You just literally made every fucking character gay.
I enjoyed it.
I mean, sure, I enjoyed it.
So it's not the fact that, like, Thor would be gay. It's the fact that Taika Waititi
is going on. Okay, like, think about it, right? His first, like, three movies, Boy, Eagle vs. Shark, Hunt for the Wilder People.
Who's gay in Hunt for the
Wilder? No, wait. That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, his first three movies, he just focused on, like, his fucking story. He didn't, like, try to force in this goddamn, like...
Sounds like you're being a little bit of a homophobe.
How is it homophobic to say that, like, if it fits into the story, awesome. If you're just, like, forcing your pirate captain to be gay with the other pirate captain. But
it's finding themselves. It's discovering who they truly are.
What the fuck? Like, it made total sense for, like, the other, like, whatever, okay? What fucking ever. Like, if he wants to make all of his goddamn characters gay... Go for it. But it makes no sense for a character...
Would it be different if it was...
Okay. Riddle me this.
All right.
Riddle me this. Right. Why the fuck would you bring back his love interest to be Mighty Thor if you're just going to make Thor, after how many fucking years we've known Thor and him being into... The his love is just from the original movie.
Because I don't think it's going to be
the same. Why the fuck would you then, like...
I don't think it's going to be the same love interest. I think it's another universe's Jane.
Whatever.
It's not the same one.
Okay. So,
and that whole thing happened.
But that doesn't even make fucking sense, because in Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, even though it was a different what's-her-face, you still, like, wanted her. Why wouldn't Thor, if it was a different Jane, still want this Jane?
What if she wants Valkyrie?
I will fucking lose it!
I 100% think that's going to happen now.
Just fucking retarded. It is so dumb, dude.
I don't know. I mean... I want to see fucking Chris Pratt and Chris Hemsworth.
And you know what, like, you know what really, like...
You know how crazy that theater will go if they kiss?
Who?
Chris Pratt and Chris Hemsworth.
Who's Chris Pratt playing?
Star-Lord.
Oh my fucking god, dude. Like, no. Just no.
$10 it happens.
I'll bet you 20. I mean, no, I don't even want to bet, because I know it's going to fucking happen. Something dumb like this is going to fucking happen. And what really sucks about this, like... If I really had to bet, I would bet that, like, Taika really doesn't have a say, like, because did he write the movie?
I believe he did.
I bet he had, like, a co-writer, and I'm betting, like, more than anything, Disney is like, hey, we need to have, like, two or three gay characters.
Director, produced, Christian's Veil, Rise in the Latest. Who's the latest? That's not what I want. Who wrote the movie, you sons of bitches? Screenplay by Taika Waititi. Story by Taika Waititi. Story by Jennifer Caton Robinson. Let's see what she's done before. Nothing I've heard of before. Yeah, I don't know who this lady is, but... Oh, she helped write Hawkeye. And some other stuff. The Samurai of Strongsville. Interesting. Anyways, I don't know.
Anyway,
see what happens. Disney's like, I don't have a problem with it, but, you know, I don't think you can, like, really say it's Disney trying to, like... And I'm not saying you're saying this, but, like... I don't know. I don't think they're trying to, like, be... reactive to like what's happened the last couple months, but like they're definitely trying to be more inclusive, and Feige has talked about that for a while now, so like I wouldn't be surprised, but
like it makes sense in the story. I don't have a problem, like I don't have a fucking problem like gay characters, like that would be super dumb.
But like shoehorning it in, like
shoehorning it in, yeah, and like okay. Taking a character, and really two characters, right? You've had one character who's been like super into his love interest Jane with Thor, and then you have Chris Pratt who's been like super into his green alien character, like
Gamora.
It literally makes no fucking sense. Like you're gonna like completely either retcon or like. Completely change the character to shoehorn this shit in.
It's not true with like Thor's character, because the whole reason that like they haven't been together is because Natalie Portman didn't want to be in another fucking Thor movie.
Right.
That wasn't story wise. Like that was outside forces making it to where like he couldn't have the one main love interest that he had was unavailable because the actress just didn't want to be in the
film. Yeah, but that anymore. Like doesn't really matter, right? Because
well, I'm just saying, I mean, like that wasn't story wise. It was having to be shoehorned in why he couldn't be with that person.
But he was still like very connected to her. In it, right? In like her. It's been a running thing throughout like the 10+ years that he's been playing Thor. That like you know Jane. Right. So
what was that?
Jane.
G.I. Jane.
Apart from Ho, dude. apart from that, I think it's going to be cool. I just hope it's not like...
Shoehorned in.
No, I shoehorned in. Or like, I hope it doesn't turn into, you know, a Avengers Endgame, like...
Women's scene?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so... Let's hear Ryan...
That was the start of the Disney progressive bullshit.
Yeah. I think they've been doing progressive bullshit for a while, but...
Yeah.
All right, Ryan, let's get into the other Marvel thing that has come out recently. Ryan's getting a little tuckered out, so we won't focus on it too much. Multiverse of Madness. Everybody, I think, knows the story at this point, so we don't really need to recap what happened in that movie. But Ryan and I had very different reactions to it. Ryan, what was your overall take on Multiverse of Madness?
Yeah, I was not a fan. I really did not like this movie.
What was your overall rating?
I don't remember what I said after the movie, but like right now, I think I would consider it like a 2 out of 5 Jindo Max heads.
All right, I would put it at a 3 out of 5 Max Jindo head rating.
Okay, and for any new listeners, we do our movie ratings. Out of 5 Jindo Max heads, which is our
very elderly,
our podcast mascot.
Oh, there it is.
Our 14-year-old Korean Jindo Maximus.
Yes. Yeah. So, what was your biggest gripe with Multiverse of Madness? I keep having to remember the fucking name. I keep forgetting.
My biggest gripe is probably just the story sucked. Like, the story was just boring and, didn't make a whole lot of sense at all.
The more I look back on it, it was kind of like, all right, this was all just, like, a way to get cameos in. Mm-hmm. And, like, basically, like, even if you had seen WandaVision, it completely, like, takes her character, like, development from that. mm-hmm. and just throws it in the trash.
Yeah.
And the only way that they, like, try to explain that is, like, oh, Darkhold fucked her up. Like, that's it. Like, they did not try to be like, oh, yeah, like, you know, she... And it's supposed to basically just be like, she wants to see her kids. She wants her kids.
Right.
It's like, that doesn't seem like a legitimate, like, road to getting to where she was, like, basically in her own, like, barren desert
mm-hmm.
that she had, like, been in. It was weird. It was just, like, a weird way to, like, get to that point.
Right. Like, the whole story was basically, like, Wanda is sad. Wanda wants her kids. Wanda will literally destroy the universe.
Yeah, 100%.
To get with her kids.
Yeah.
That don't exist.
Yes.
Yeah.
I enjoyed kind of the, like, insanity of it all. Like, mm-hmm. kind of the off-the-wallness of it. While also being able to be like, yeah, like, some of the plot points just were dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And the, right, like, the lines that some of these characters had were like, oh my god, that was fucking bad. Like,
yeah,
they were just cheesy as hell. But then, like, and again, I think we're far enough away where it's like, we don't need to be like, oh, spoilers. The fucking reanimating, like, zombie Strange, that was kind of cool. Like, I thought that was very interesting.
That was probably, like, the coolest part of the movie, like, the most interesting part of the movie.
Yeah.
But now, like, I'm really disappointed to say this, but, like, this is probably the worst acting I've seen in a Marvel movie, maybe ever.
From who?
Like,
everybody?
Any of them, really. Like, Benedict Cumberbatch probably wasn't as bad, but, like, Elizabeth Olsen was bad. It's not, like, really yeah. bad at times.
Yeah.
Also, the, like, the weird character who, like, just kind of was a sidekick. What was her name?
America Chavez.
America, yeah, like...
She's, like, a newer actress.
And no fucking backstory.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Just appeared in a dream, and then appeared in, like, literally, when you say out of nowhere, literally...
Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah. That was super strange. Like, I get it. I don't get why they... Because, and that's...
Sure, like, put her in the movie, but, like...
But that's not my thing, is... Where we can be legitimately be like, oh yeah, we have another show coming up next month, and we just, like, don't fucking remember.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you have so much content now, you couldn't have introduced her at, like, any other fucking point, and then like, oh hey, like, here's this one girl that was in Loki, or, like,
well, yeah.
anything else,
or in a movie with a 2.5 minute runtime, you can't waste
minute,
like,
or hour.
Isn't it 2.5 hour? Yeah, 2.5 hour. Runtime, you couldn't waste, like, 3 to 5 minutes giving us some exposition about where this character came from.
And I kind of did. They were like, but they did not explain, like, power or, like, how she got her powers, like, any of that stuff. It was just right. like, yeah, she can jump through dimensions.
Oh yeah, yeah, and another, like,
what? Which, like, again, that's from the comics, but, like, if we don't know who that is, it's like, what?
Basically, we know two things about her. One, she can travel through different universes,
mm-hmm.
right? And she has two moms. That's it. Yeah. That's all we know.
And I missed the scene where they show the two moms. Supposedly, I went to the bathroom during that scene.
Okay.
Nothing
special.
Also, if you are a music fan, you're going to get a lot of that in this movie. A lot of weird guitar riffs. The composer loved guitar riffs in this movie.
That's another thing. Like, the... Especially the scene where the music was actually used as a weapon. Like, that was by far the worst scene in the movie. And, like, I honestly can't think of anything else in Marvel has ever made. Maybe back to, like, the Hulk movie that was this bad. Like,
It started, and I had seen on Twitter that somebody kind of, like, alluded to something like this happening, and I was like, okay, that's going to be weird to, like, watch. And then it started, and I was like, okay, like, this is what they meant. Like, maybe this is going to go, like, an interesting place. And as it kept progressing, I was like, the fuck am I watching?
Yeah.
Like, what is happening?
And it lasted
right
a minute. Like,
yeah, it was long.
We got, like, 3 or 4 minutes into it, and I was like, oh my god, this is, like, still happening. This
yeah. That was a weird moment. Because it's... It was the moment in the trailer where it was, like, supposed to be Sinister Strange versus, like, our world's Doctor Strange. So mm-hmm. it's supposed to be, like, this really cool, like, battle scene.
Oh my god, like that scene, that battle could have been badass. I was like really looking forward to seeing like the dark Doctor Strange, right? And then he turned it into like this farce of a scene with them using instruments to like, so fucking weird, man.
So let's talk like about the end of the movie real fast. Cause like going off Sinister Strange, he has a third eye. And at the end of the movie, like everything's been wrapped up tidily. Wanda has like crushed herself and is supposedly gone, but you don't see a body, so she's not dead. And then you have Doctor Strange collapsing to the ground, and all of a sudden a third eye pops out of his head.
Mm-hmm.
And now he has a third eye, and he's freaking out, which means, because he was using the Darkhold earlier, which means now he might be corrupted and evil. And then it cuts to the mid-credits scene, and Charlize Theron shows up as Clea, who's his wife in the comics.
Hot.
Yes. And he just pops the third eye out, like nothing's wrong, and he can control it. And all of a sudden, literally, in what is, to the audience, 2 minutes, he's now just controlled it. Like, it was this really odd, like, jump to being,
well,
like, what the fuck?
If that's even, like, this is a big, this is a issue with, like, these movies that are now kind of have brought in multiple different universes. Like, how do we have no fucking clue which Doctor Strange that was. We don't know if, like, that's the main Doctor Strange or which universe that Doctor Strange is from.
If they start doing just like a massive, they're going to, like, they're going to start doing that with like Secret Wars, so
yeah, like, so it could have been really anybody.
I don't know.
And I have no idea. I didn't even notice that. I was just like, okay, he's got a third eye now, like, whatever. Like,
yeah, it's supposed to mean you're corrupted, like you're evil.
Does it?
Yes.
I thought it was just like an extra power he had.
No, the third eye comes from like using the Darkhold and being like kind of fucked up.
Well, that's not good.
No, it's not. And then they're just like, hey. And that's the other thing. Doctor Strange has not learned his lesson through all these movies of being like, maybe I shouldn't make rash decisions. Wait a second. This really hot blonde just came out of nowhere and sliced a hole into another dimension. Yeah, I'm going to go with her.
Mm-hmm.
Ask some questions, bro. Like,
nope.
Use your third eye to maybe look and see, like, is she evil or not? Is she telling the truth? Maybe I shouldn't jump into this tear in a dimension into another world. No, he was just like, yeet, motherfucker, I'm going with her.
That wouldn't be fun.
No, it would not.
So.
Yeah.
Well,
two.
Yeah.
Really a two. Huh.
2.0,
Huh.
You'd really give it, I mean.
Yeah.
A three is still.
A 60.
A failing grade, yeah.
Yes, if we're going off school, yes.
And where, did you put this in your, like Marvel power ranking thingy?
Yeah, I put it like right in the middle in my Letterboxd.
Okay.
If anybody wants to follow me on Letterboxd. I think I put it like 16th or 17th. Because there's still others that like when I looked at it, I was like, I can't put it beneath that, dude. Like it's, there's just no way I can very clearly. Because there's 28 movies now. Where did I put it? Holy shit. Where'd it go? Okay, yeah. It's right above, actually I probably would put First Avenger in front of that and Civil War in front of that.
Let me see.
So it is now 13th. Yeah, so it's 13th now on my list of 28 MCU films. I probably need to reconfigure that a little bit. Because there's always the excitement after you see it, and you're like, oh.
Right. Yeah, okay. I would definitely put First Avenger ahead of it.
Yeah, because I keep forgetting how good a First Avenger is.
Yeah. I mean, your top, like, 10, though, is all kind of fucked.
What would you put top 10?
I mean, it's definitely Endgame, Winter Soldier, No Way Home. And then...
Eternals.
Yeah, totally Eternals. So...
No, I'll go back and fix that in a little bit.
You need to start one for the TV shows, too.
Oh my god, yeah. But now it's time to go on to an HBO show that's back for its third season starring Bill Hader with one of the best theme songs that's only like 5 seconds long. It is...
Jesus
Barry! Yes. Season 3, we got through the first 3 episodes of Barry. Ryan, Barry's in rough shape. He does not look great.
No.
Life is not going well for him. What were your overall impressions of the first three episodes of Barry?
Okay, so it's definitely kind of taking a slight, like, mini step back from season one and two. I mean, it's got all the, you know, all the things we love, like unexpected death and, you know, funny comedic situations between NoHo Hank and Barry and what's the believing guy's name?
Oh, Cristobal.
Those are always good. The whole, all the Chechens together, those guys are always funny together. Yes. So
the Chechens are great.
Yeah.
There is one particular scene where they reference Jurassic Park that I thought was highly hilarious.
But I think maybe they're getting a little repetitive.
A little bit.
You know, it's hard to, like, I don't know, find, like, fresh storylines to go down. Because they're still kind of going with the Chechens versus Bolivians, and then also Barry's relationship with Kusnus, and like that
Kusnow,
like just kind of the slow unwinding of him finding out that Barry is an assassin, and the whole police investigation into
the murder of Janice.
Yeah, so like that's kind of like slowly rolling along, and just not quite as like suspenseful as it was for the first couple seasons.
Well, they've made the decision to like kind of break up all the characters into like their own storylines, where they used to be way more and we talked about this earlier, but like they were way more kind of intertwined with each other.
Yeah, way more bound to each other.
Yeah, and that's, I don't know if that's really working, but you said like it's interesting because Sally's definitely not your favorite character.
She's by far my least character.
Yeah, but like her story is by far the most interesting.
Yeah, so it was intriguing at this point because it's like she's actually now like creating a TV show.
Yeah.
And it, that was like the first three episodes were super interesting, where like they show behind the scenes of her writing the show, her like actually shooting the show and doing a press junket for the show. Which, thank, like, that whole, this is, like, sequence, which is showing the press junket, is actually fucking hilarious, because, like, we've done interviews, like, during those type of things, and thank God we're not, like...
Like that?
That awful. Yeah.
Well, it's like, okay, I feel like those types of people have such a short amount of time to, like, ask questions.
Yeah.
That just come up with, like, the most basic shit ever. It's like, you could do so much more, dude. Like,
yeah, and they're, well, and they're also coming from, like, such a short form media where like they get maybe a page in Vanity Fair for like this one TV show or whatever.
Yeah.
Or like whatever, you know, magazine they're writing for.
Vanity Fair.
Yeah. Her whole storyline for the season is super interesting. And then all the other ones are just kind of like, hers is the only one that's like fresh, I guess is the best way to put it, right?
Well, because you know how Kusnow and Barry's like storyline is going to end up. Like, it's, they're not going to be able to move on from that. Like, it's just not feasible in a really like something that makes sense. So it's like, okay, we all know that he's not going to be able to forgive him. Like, it's just not, it's not going to happen.
At some point, one of them's going to end up dead. And obviously,
Barry's
the title character. So, like, Kusnow somehow is going to end up dead.
Yeah.
Just like a slow roll to get there. And so, like, all the other storylines are just continuations. Like, I don't remember, but at the end of season two, I don't think she had, like, landed this show or had started this show or...
I think she had started talking about writing a show like that.
Yeah, but she hadn't, like, gotten it greenlit and she hadn't started it. And, like, this is really, like, a fresh start for her while, like, Barry and Kusnus's, like, storylines are just kind of picked up where they left off. NoHo Hank, Cristobal's little thing picked up where it left off. Not to say that it's not interesting and not exciting. It's just like, you know, just, you know, this is like the 17th or 18th episode in a continuation of these storylines, right? So it's like, you can only do so much until you like really have to shake it up with those characters.
Well, I thought they did I thought they had like a really good shakeup with like Kusanau finding out that Barry was like a murderer, and like that's just not gone exactly where I thought it would be. And maybe there's more for it to kind of unravel, and maybe Fuchs kind of coming back into the picture shakes it up even more and puts some like craziness into it. But there wasn't anything in here like that mongoose scene where like the feral
that was pretty much a whole episode.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there hasn't been anything like that just yet. But then that was all very much focused on the whole episode was just Barry.
Yeah.
And so like there hasn't been anything like to that level yet. And it's hard to reach that level because that level was fucking insane.
Yeah. And also having like Fuchs and Barry separated. That's like a very new dynamic for the show because Fuchs is out in Chechnya hiding out.
And, he's now a goat farmer.
Yeah, goat farmer. He's very much like has an independent story from Barry.
Yeah, and that's very different from this entire show up to this point.
Yeah, because that mongoose show was actually Barry and Fuchs.
Yeah. Cool. No, I don't know. I mean, it's good. It's still really good. It's just not, I guess, what we were expecting.
Right. It's just slightly underwhelming
from what we like kind of.
Yeah. From what we expected from like the past few seasons.
But it makes sense why it has not been talked about as much because I don't think it's getting kind of the hype
that
the first two seasons.
Why we waited 4 weeks to watch the episode.
Yeah. Which maybe, I mean,
first episode.
How many episodes were in the first two seasons?
I think it's one was seven, one was eight.
Okay, so we're probably getting eight this season.
Yeah, it's definitely eight this season.
So we've got three. We have five more to watch.
Right.
There's three left to be aired. So maybe there's crazy shit that still has to happen.
Hopefully there is an episode that like is reminiscent of the like feral mongoose episode. Where, I mean, not like that, but like, you know.
In the insanity.
Yeah, some kind of
which, okay, we should point this scene out. Because this is not like a whole episode. But like, this one scene was, it was ludicrous and ridiculous, but also like really well done and really funny. The 25 dogs.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was one of the funniest fucking scenes like we've seen in a while. I thought that was one of the funnier
scenes. Yeah, and like Barry always has these like very kind of micro scenes that are super funny.
Yeah.
That are kind of like, don't really have anything to do with the main story that's going on. But, like, yeah, the couple arguing about, like, why they're breaking up. And then in the background, you see, like, 30 dogs run across the backyard. And the lady's like, I'm breaking up with you because you have too many dogs.
Yeah, and it's, like, what the final dog, like, runs by. It's
yeah.
It's, like, a really, really tiny one. I think there's been really good parts of it. And Bill Hader kills it, per usual.
Yeah.
Everybody kills it so far in this season. So, I'm interested to see. I'm excited to watch the rest of the episode. So, like, I think that's better than anything, so...
Yeah. I mean, still in terms of, like, relative to any other TV show out there, like, still a great show to watch.
Yeah. Better than Law & Order.
Yeah.
Law & whatever that thing we use on. But Ryan, this is the end of another fun-filled episode of the Furloughed Film Talks podcast.
Numero 133.
As always, make sure to check out Twitter at Furloughed Film and at Instagram at Furloughed Film Talks. We'll have some fun stuff coming up. Ryan, we'll be talking about what next time?
Top Gun!
Maverick! We are going to be so excited to watch that movie. Yes. We're going to wear our aviators and flight jackets to the theater to watch it, hopefully with Atticus. Hopefully Atticus has the time.
Yeah, hopefully Atticus can maybe jump on the podcast with us. That'd be fun.
Maybe he'll... won't be in blackface for it.
Jesus.
Atticus has never done blackface.
Definitely not. Yeah.
I have to say that legally.
Yeah.
But everybody, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Furloughed Film Talks podcast. We will talk with you soon.
Adios, amigos.